Well, it's playoff time in Foxborough. Fresh off a bye last week, the Patriots play at home against the Houston Texans in the AFC divisional round on Sunday. It's just a month since the teams last met. The Pats dominated that game 42-14. Still, this time, Coach Belichick says he's expecting a big challenge.
Texans do just pretty much everything well. They run the ball, they can stop the run, they can throw it, they can play pass defense, rush the passer, good in a kicking game. We know we're going to need to play our best game, and hopefully that's where we'll be able to be by Sunday.
And Sunday is just 2 days away. To preview the Pats playoff game against the Texans, we now go to our football analyst, Mike Reese. He covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this is the 20th time that the Patriots have qualified for the playoffs in their 53-year history. How ready are they now, would you say?
I've been around the team the last couple of weeks, and I would say that they are ready to go. A big factor for them was getting a bye week, at the start of the playoffs, being one of the first two teams, the first two seeds in the AFC, really helped them because they had some players that had some injuries. But to get a week to heal up some of those players, have a good couple days of practices, my sense is that they're ready to go for this game.
But what about injuries? Tight end Rob Gronkowski missed the December 10th game against the Texans because of a broken arm. After that extra rest because of the bye week, how do you think he looks for Sunday's game?
We saw him in the locker room the last couple of days. And it looks to me like he's more comfortable. When we saw him play the final regular season game, he didn't play his regular load of snaps. It was a limited role for him. But in this game, my expectation is that we'll see a lot more of him, probably playing most of the snaps, and he should play better than he did and look more comfortable than he did with the 2 weeks to get ready for this game.
And how about Tom Brady? Do you think he should repeat what he did to win the December 10th game against the Texans, or do you think he's going to do something new?
That's going to be difficult to repeat because he had four touchdown passes in that game, and if we recall, he also ran for a first down, which is so unusual for him. And when he did that, his emotions sort of bubbled to the surface, and the crowd at Gillette Stadium was chanting, MVP, MVP, because it was such a special night for him. I think the main thing for Tom Brady is to avoid the critical mistake that we've seen come up from him in a couple of recent playoff games. We remember the Super Bowl last year, his first play, a penalty in the end zone for intentional grounding that led to a safety in the playoffs. Those type of mistakes can really hurt a team.
And how about the Texans? Who do you think some of their key players are?
The key player for the Texans on offense is running back Arian Foster. And it's sort of unusual because when you talk about a team on offense, usually you start with the quarterback, just because that player is going to have the ball in his hands every play, whether he hands it off or throws it. But for the Texans, Foster, the running back, is the key player. They really want their offense to go through him. And on defense, a player named J.J. Watt, who is probably going to win the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year award, he really attacks opposing quarterbacks. And if Tom Brady is on the run in this game, it'll probably be because J.J. Watt broke through the line.
As we said, this is the second time in 4 weeks for these teams. How does that affect the game, just, mentally?
I think for the Patriots, the mental challenges, players need to realize just because we beat them 42-14 back on December 10th, that doesn't mean we can do it again. You have to sort of go through the same process. And for the Texans, the mental challenge is, hey, we played our worst game of the year about 4 weeks ago. Can we come back up there on the road and beat a team that really handed us our worst defeat of the year? And so their pride is on the line a little bit. So I think those are sort of some of the mental preparation factors in mind for both teams.
Mike, thanks for being with us.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Mike Reese reports on the Patriots for ESPN. ESPNBoston.com.